So what is your name, sir?
Guillermo Martinez.
Okay, who is Guillermo Martinez?
I believe I have to find my,
She has so much paperwork.
The
Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse will probably be doing that.
Sorry, who's his first name?
Thomas?
Well, I think I have.
Oh, you have.
No, I don't have a permit.
We'll find you in a moment, so we have your paperwork right around here somewhere.
Could you spell your first name, please, for me?
It's capital D, apostrophe, capital A, M, I, S.
Okay, that's the issue. Okay, so it's this, right? This name. Your name is unusual, sir.
Yes, I got that.
All right, if you can hold on just... We have a big stack of papers here today. It's in many days, but today is special. Okay, sir, could you please start by stating your full name and your ABC number?
Guillermo Lorenzo Martinez. My number is 26-18-23.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
You appeared before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's listed on your warrant of arrest. I see you were notified about this hearing on March 16th. You signed a form that day. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and on that form is a list of your hearing rights. One of your rights is you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, or will you be representing yourself?
Myself.
Okay. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board. If you look on the video screen, to your right, all the way down to the end, is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Right next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the center of the bench is the Honorable Dr. C.T. White. He's our board chairman. And to my right here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be your panel chair today. Also with us in the room, we have Mr. Grady. Now, you'll be able to see Mr. Grady now. He is with the Department of Corrections, so he'll represent the department and your parole officer in today's hearing. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Martinez and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you both. Mr. Martinez, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. With phase one, to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision. And then phase two, to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Martinez, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and when I'm done, I need you to tell me if it's true or false. And that will start phase one of your hearing. And the allegation is that you were in violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about November 30th, 2017, as directed on November 14th, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Mr. Martinez, is that true or false?
Yes, that is true.
That's true? Okay, sir. Based on Mr. Martinez's admission, I move to find him delinquent, as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company. Second. Okay, seconded by Mr. Johnson.
Agreed.
Okay, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, and Mr. Quinones. Mr. Martinez, we can go to phase two of your hearing, which is probably the one that's more important to you, because that's to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But just hold on just a moment. Stay on the line. We're going to get some information from Mr. Grady about your case. So just stay on the line. We'll be right back with you, sir. Mr. Grady.
Mr. Martinez was released from DLC on June 9th, 2017. He was arrested on February 22nd of 2018 by the Criminal Investigation Unit. He has no new charges. He has returned back to DLC on February 22nd of 2018. He has a CSED of November 28th of 2018 that reflects 84 absconded. Current convictions in 2011, aggravated assault, 8 years, 6 months. He has no prior convictions, he has one term with DOC, his CEIR scores are 2-2, mental health scores are 1, substance abuse scores are 2. Affiliated with the South Posse Bloods of Tucson. Prior term supervision, none. Disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrests, 2009, possession and sale of dangerous drug, Arizona probation, revoked. Community risk score was a G5 V6.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Martinez, it looks like when you were released, you were living at 1150 East Irvington in Tucson, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and who lives at 1150 East Irvington? Who else lives there?
That's my mom and my brother.
Okay, your mother and your brother. Okay, and then it looks like in July, after about maybe a month or so, you moved over to 1634 East Irvington. So who lives there?
That's my mom's new daughter.
Oh, she moved.
Yes, she did.
Okay, so you stayed your mother and your brother and you there?
Yes, the first address, my mom, my little brother, and then from time to time, like my girlfriend would come to Illinois.
Okay.
And then we were moving to the 1634.
Gotcha. Okay, and it looks like, were you working at Skytech?
Skytech Building Services, yes.
And what was it, building?
It's Skytech Building Services, where the roofer inspectors.
Oh,
that's the job that I, have, and that's the job that I still basically can obtain when I release.
Okay, so if you would be released, you could go back and work there again?
Yes, there, and then also with Jim Cook Auto.
Okay.
Ours. My father is a supervisor there, and he was trying to help me get my license back, and with my income tax, that's when I paid off some of my tickets and stuff, so I can get a license back and get a license up there with my father.
Okay, and you were detailing cars, did you say, there?
No, I was going to get hired as soon as I got done paying off my tickets and stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that's just another possible employer for you. Okay, so it looks like when you were out at first, you were doing pretty well on your UAs, but then starting October the 16th, the 30th, and the 21st, you had three that were positive for cocaine. So what was going on there?
I take full responsibility that I can't let them go myself. I fell off, and the other two UAs that came right after that were basically not even days apart from the first one, so I never had a chance to prove that I was clean after I had the other two UAs, because I went to my roster and I did it and told her the information. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I did. I take full responsibility. That's why I am going into law and that, and I was trying to get into the other program. I wish I would know now the program that was more available to me, and I should have had more communication with her in order to successfully complete for it.
And that's with your parole officer, you mean?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, they're usually out there to help you. And so what happened, and when you said you kind of fell off there in the middle of October, what caused, is there something that caused you to fall off, or what?
I think I was shopping for, I guess, clothing for one of my younger daughters, and then the one of my old friends, and that's how I ended up starting, because I actually changed where I lived, and changed people. Like, I hung around in order to stay away from that life. Like, I got out of the gang life and all of that, and I was clean, and I was going back to boxing, and I enrolled. Outside and overworking, so when I ran into these people that I wanted to stay away from, one thing led to another, and I ended up falling off the wagon.
Yeah.
Which was embarrassing for me, because I was doing all these good things in front of my kids, and then for me to go back on my word was embarrassing for me.
Okay, so you can see how powerful that influence is. So you mentioned children. How many children do you have?
I have 6 children. I have 4 that I live with and raise and support. And then the other two were keep in contact with my neighbors.
Are they girls, boys? How old?
I got four girls and two boys.
Okay, four girls, two boys. And you say you stay in touch with four of them at least?
No, and I was living with four of them.
Okay.
And the other two were I stayed in touch with in apartments for financially and clothing, job, and whatever we support.
Good, okay, well that's good. All right, have you used drugs other than cocaine?
In the past, yes, I have.
In the past, okay. What about alcohol?
In the past as well, yes.
Okay, so alcohol and other drugs too. Okay, what were you doing during the 84 days that you were absconded? Why didn't you get in touch with your parole officer?
Well, I think it was the fear of discipline. I treated it like if it was my parents, and I was scared of what punishment was going to be if they found out I did something wrong. And I should have kept in contact with my parole because we have a really good relationship. And just the fear of the punishment, I think, was the reason why, because I already planned initially to my family and my kids and my girlfriend and me that I was going to turn myself in March 1st. Even though that was still a long time from not contacting her, it was just a feeling of this. She got messed up. I don't know why it hit, because like I said, I had a really good relationship with my boss.
So what were you working or what were you doing?
Yes, ma'am, I was working. But I ended up quitting the job at SkyTech because of the fact that I didn't want them to come arrest me and embarrass them and make their business look bad. So I started doing side work and then I was trying to, like I said, I was trying to better myself. Like I was trying to join the fire crew and stuff like that, and I couldn't because I was on the road. And
right.
I should have turned myself in a lot sooner, but I gave myself much pressure as they ended up catching me before that. I just wanted to move out for one of my daughter's last birthday, and then ended up that week anyways.
Okay, sir. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Anybody have a question? Okay, so we're coming toward the end of your hearing, so just want to give you a chance to make a final statement, if you'd like to, without repeating something you've already told us. What else would you like the board to know?
Nothing other than what you guys heard. I can't really say anything else, because then I would be lying or just saying things that are not true. So what you guys know, what you heard already is basically what I'm having.
Okay. Okay, so the board is going to go into discussion. We don't discuss cases before we get in this room. So we've not talked about your case before right now. And all we ask is while we're in discussion, you just stay on the phone, listen to the discussion, and remain silent, and we'll be right back with you with the decision, sir. Okay, Mr. Martinez, the board is now in discussion. And Mr. Martinez is an individual who ran into some friends, and that influence is very powerful, can be. And I think he's disappointed in himself that he let his children down, his six children. He has a very limited involvement with the criminal justice system, and I'm truly hoping that this will be the last time, because it sounds like he's kind of figured things out, that he's got to stay away from those people and that he's got responsibilities. I just can't overlook the drug use in the 84 abscond days, but I would listen to any input of fellow board members. Okay, based on the information then in warrant 2017W4106, our conversation with Mr. Martinez, information provided by Mr. Grady of the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Martinez was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and Hal Lobster was about to lapse into criminal ways of company, specifically by absconding for 84 days, during which time his parole officer did not know what he was doing.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Moore, and Mr. Quinones. Mr. Martinez, back to you. We heard the board's discussion and the board's vote. The board has voted unanimously to revoke your community supervision. You have a scheduled release date of later this year, November 28th of this year. So, and you have very limited involvement in the criminal justice system, so you, it is not too late for you to figure this out and turn your life around and not ever come back. So that is what we really hope for you, sir. The influence of those old friends can be very powerful, and I know you know, but you do need to stay away from them if you want to change your life. So we wish you the very best, sir, and really, truly, not that we don't like you, but we hope we never see you again in Orange. Okay, sir? Thank you very much. Thanks for participating in your hearing, and your hearing is over. And if you can give the phone back to the CO3, we'd appreciate it. Thank you.